WEEI Afternoons, Christian Arcand, Andy Hart, and joining us right now on the hotline is Jacoby Brissett. He's brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health with five New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com, and by Cardi's Furniture and Mattresses. Get next-day delivery with removal and disposal at Cardi's Furniture and Mattresses. Mr. Brissett, do we have you?
Yep, I'm here.
Hey, well, good to talk with you, and what a game yesterday, a game that I'm sure you weren't expecting to be thrust into in the way that you were. It seemed like afterwards, talking to the media, you were very high, riding high on that one. Are you still riding high again this morning and today, this afternoon?
I wouldn't say I was riding high. I think it was more of, obviously happy that we won, but I wouldn't consider it was anything out of the norm for me.
Did you feel vindicated, I guess, because you said a couple things post-game that kind of stuck out to everyone. One about, it's hard to win in the NFL, even though we as media maybe don't acknowledge it, and that you had confidence in yourself, even if we didn't. So were you a little bit offended by some of the coverage? I'm just wondering what those comments were about.
I think that's just the nature of the league and people who haven't, been in it, and have the comments that some people do. And, I really don't know what the word vindicated means, but I definitely, I wouldn't say offended. It was more of just, stating the obvious.
Okay. I'm not sure what that is, but, that throw to Kayshon Booty, you said that you didn't see the rush coming after the game there. The throw seemed to be in the perfect place for where the blitzer was coming from. When did you know that that was the way you wanted to go with that ball?
Based on the coverage, I knew that was going to have to be who had got the ball. It was more of being able to get it out there, which I didn't think I got it out there well enough based on, my legs got kind of, taken out of, from under me. But Booty made a great play that we needed at the right time. And, it was just a matter of trying to give him a chance. And, he did the rest. I think he did the hard part on the play rather than me.
Just rewinding a little bit, so you saw something with Drake May that led you to believe he wasn't quite right. How did that go on the sideline?
I didn't think that was the case. I was just as unaware as everybody else was. So I didn't expect him to not come back in the game. That was for sure.
Okay. When you did get the call and you knew that it was going to be probably your game for the rest of there, considering it was concussion protocol, you'd been sitting and sort of watching for the last 5 weeks. How'd the offense feel differently from maybe it did in the last game that you played in?
I wouldn't say different. I mean, it was different for me being back in there. That's for sure. Just because any time off from playing, it takes a little while to get back into it. Obviously, without having those reps and practice and things like that, you can't really match the intensity of football. So I think it was more of me just adjusting rather than anything.
The wide receiver position, I guess there's been a lot of noise around. I don't know if that's how exactly I would describe it. Criticism from the outside, and those guys have been kind of on social media saying things. There were some drops yesterday. How have you seen that group kind of handle everything that's been going on to the point where, obviously, Booty made a couple big catches for you to help you win that football game?
Yeah, I mean, it's just the nature of the course of the league, it's ups and downs and anything, and I think, those guys coming in to work each and every day and finding ways to go out to the field and make those plays, what they do on their social media and what they do on the media, that I have no control or really care what they do, to be honest with you. But, I just know that the work that those guys put in and how they, come in and work every day and put their best foot forward, and that's all you can ask for as a teammate.
Have you heard anything about your status for this upcoming week? And if not, when do you expect to?
I haven't, and I think I'm on the program of I hear when you guys hear or I hear whenever I need to know. So I don't know anything right now.
What has it been like for you the last few weeks? What has your role been? We even saw you, it seemed like, interacting on the sideline early in the game with Coach Mayo, a lot of conversations with him. what has sort of your role been like behind the scenes doing the backup quarterback duties, being a mentor to Drake, whatever else you've been up to?
I think it's hard every week. I mean, it's just more of like you figure out your role and what you got to do that week based on, you know, situations and things like that, you know, and just finding ways to stay in tune and be a part of this team and help the guys out, help Drake out, help where I can and, you know, figure out, you know, I guess I'll know at the end of the year what my role was when I look back on it. But right now it's just, you know, week to week trying to figure out what my role is each week, you know.
You talked earlier about reporters and, you know, people like us maybe not knowing everything that goes on behind the scenes. What would you say is something that people often get wrong about you or maybe your role on this team?
Man, I don't want to get into it. I mean, people just don't know me. Everybody has what their vision of what the results that they want. And when they don't get it or when things just don't roll that way, it's so easy to, you know, to try to figure out something as if they could make that decision, you know? So, I don't really get into like telling people what my role is. I just go out there and do the best that I can and, you know, take it day by day.
Do you feel like you're one of the 32 starting caliber quarterbacks in the NFL?
That's very easy.
Is that a yes, I should assume?
Oh, yes, that's very easy to understand that.
Okay. I would imagine.
Just making sure.
probably not an easy no if that's where we're going, if it's very easy. All right, the quarterback question of the week.
No, not at all.
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health. They are the experts in treating men's sexual health with 5 New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com. This one comes to us from Reggie in Watertown. And Jacoby, he asked, was that the best game that you ever came into mid-game? Was that would you think in your career, the best performance that you had in a game that you didn't start?
I wouldn't say so. No, it wasn't.
What was your best?
I mean, I've been in this league for a while. I had to come in a lot. I don't know. That's a hard question for me to ask. I know it wasn't my best. I've come in, a couple times. It's just, I didn't even think I'd play that well. I think a lot of guys should make a lot of plays. So, I have to think about that question.
How important was this win for the Patriots, for Gerard Mayo, all the stuff last week about calling the team soft and people responding to that? How important was this win to help this football team take a step forward?
It was important because we needed one. You know, we're obviously going through a slump and trying to figure out ways to finally do get a win. You know, I mean, we've had a couple games where we've been able to fight in and it's obviously the ball doesn't bounce our way. So, you know, you have to figure out on those losses how to actually win. And I think yesterday was a chance that we, you know, kind of, you know, found a way to get over that hump in the middle of the game and actually do come out with a win. I think that's good for a team that's still trying to build something, that's still, you know, moving in the right direction. Is just a matter of, you know, when things do start to roll our way. And, you know, we definitely needed that one in the worst way, especially a division win at home.
Along those lines, does it annoy you as a professional, putting your body on the line, if and when you hear fans talk about draft picks and wanting to lose games to get better draft picks and things of that nature?
That's just one of those things, like I kind of alluded to earlier. It's just like people that don't really know, like, what about being in this profession and doing this job is, whereas they just come up with crazy ideas and crazy things to say just to, you know, waste time, you know. But I mean, you got guys on this team that are professionals and this is how they feed their family. They're not going out there trying to, I doubt anybody on this team cares about a draft pick or anything like that.
All right, Jacoby, before we let you go here, as a quarterback in the NFL, do you feel protected out there? Because there was no flag on that play with May. You've taken a bunch of shots this year, some that I thought deserved some flags out there. Overall, do you feel like things are fair for you guys out there and that they're moving in a positive direction player safety-wise?
I mean, I think all the rule changes are literally to protect the quarterback. Some of the things they're going to miss, some of the things they're not, you know, it's like I thought it was a penalty, but I mean, along the lines of, you know, if they don't call it, they don't see it. You know what I mean? One of those things. But I do think at certain points, but, you know, I don't know. I can't officiate a game, so I really don't know how to do it. But for the most part, most of the rule changes are literally to protect the quarterback. So I don't know.
All right. Well, we'll leave it right there then. Jacoby Brissett, thanks so much for the time. Good luck this week against Tennessee. And we'll talk to you maybe, or we won't. Either way, it's been nice.
Thanks, Jacoby.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. That's Jacoby Brissett, quarterback who led the comeback against the Jets yesterday here at Gillette Stadium. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. We'll take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll talk about the New York Jets. I put it off long enough. We did a little bit on them, but we need to take a deep dive into exactly what went wrong with this team and how long it's going to take to get them back on track if things keep going this way, and what's up with Aaron Rodgers. That's all coming up next.